My name is Charles Cox. I own a company of Concessions by Cox and Catering by Cox. For 54 years, we've been in the food business.
And you are using the Ohio Lake soybean oil at your concessions here at this Ohio State Fair.
Yes, sir. We gladly went to it this year. We're proud we went to it. We're happy we went to it. So, yes, we're using it here at the fair.
Is it performing like you hoped it would?
I really think it's performing better than I hoped because at first a little leery, you know, having been in the business 54 years, there's been all kind of miracle, whatever you want to call it, fattening, grease, oil, whatever, all the years, you know. One time do everything with peanuts, and one time it's vegetable, and you've heard all these stories in the 54 years I've been in business. Of course, I go back and we used to just use lard, you know. So this, though, has been the best that's come along so far. And, of course, from my standpoint, it's not only, I think, the best oil, but it also helps the best people, that's the farmers.
What are you noticing about Ohio Lake soybean oil compared to, say, just a conventional vegetable oil, maybe?
Well, the part that affects us. Now, we're a little different than the average people using oil or shortening or what you're going to say, because most restaurants, most places, you know, they'll use it sporadically during the day. Maybe they'll use it 100 times. We're in our business, we are constantly using it. In other words, these fryers you see here, they are cooking constantly. There's no downtime. There's no shortening. So in the past, we've always had to, what we call, add oil. Now, a lot of restaurants and people, they never add oil. They just screen it or drain it every 2 or 3 days and change it. In our case, it's not a question of changing. It's a question of adding because we're constantly adding oil all the time. And we've found that we've added less oil. So that means it's burning longer and better. But you know, you add oil and change oil when it starts smoking or it gets burnt or you get taste of the oil and so forth, that's the time you have to change. And that's what most restaurants do. In our case, normally, we never get to that point. But in the past, we've used oils that supposedly they said had ingredients where it don't burn or last longer and so forth. But truly, this does. This does.
Charlie, have your customers noticed a difference in the product?
I can't say that a customer has said to me difference. I've asked some customers, you know, how's your product? Oh, it tastes good. How's it taste good? You taste any grease oil? And they, oh, no, it tastes good. What's a funnel cake or corn dog or whatever it is? But the average customer is only looking at what they're putting in their mouth, you know, right? To be perfectly honest. But I've asked some people, and they've told me, and I've asked some of my staff, and they all like it, too.
Will you use Ohio Lake soybean oil in the future?
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. And again, for two reasons. First, the product is excellent. And, you know, there's been so many changes in how they've taken sort of, in my opinion, they've taken what used to be the premium oil, the best, the most expensive. And then they've taken maybe some of the ingredients of the lesser expensive oil, and somehow they've combined it, and they've now got the perfect thing. And, you know, we'll continue to use it, but also, we know it supports the agriculture, the farmers, and being a farm boy myself, I have a little sympathy there, and we'll keep using it.